I think that I shall never see a poem as lovely as one on ATC. Well, this is your chance to get some original poetry just like that on our show every weekend this month to help us celebrate April Poetry Month. Last week, we asked you to tweet us poems. Yes, tweet. So 140 characters or less with the hashtag NPR Poetry. That first one I just read was from @RickStevensAP. Our producer, Colin Dwyer, has been looking through all the poems that you've already been tweeting to us, and he is here to give us a little breakdown of what he's seen so far. Hey, Colin.
Hello.
So you've been at this for a week. What's the response been like?
It has been overwhelming.
Really?
Really.
Okay, so 140 characters or less. The poems obviously have to be short. Other than that, any trends so far?
Well, the trends naturally grow out of that shortness. You're seeing a lot of haiku, a
Right.
very short style of poetry, a lot of very meta poems, commenting on just how hard it is to write in 140 characters or less.
Yeah.
But then there was also a really surprising one. I saw that there were a lot of tweets also tagged with poetry WHS, like this one from No Regrets. I'm sitting in class. I was just recently asked to write a haiku.
Huh. Okay, do we know what WHS is, or has somebody been assigned to write
Well,
for us?
that was the birth of the investigation. I genuinely had absolutely no idea what this was, and so I did a little bit of sleuthing and eventually found out that this all came from a poetry teacher, an English teacher at Windsor High School
Ah.
named Miss Natalie Plowman. And she actually asked her class to put together some poems.
Some of them really got into it. A couple of them, as you could probably see from the hashtag, felt that it was just a requirement and silly. So it was kind of all over the spectrum.
So you can see some of those silly ones. One from @Core13in. This one goes, "I have to pee. I see a big aspen tree. Good enough for me."
We've all been there, right?
yes, plenty of us have. Not so many tweet about it, I suppose.
All right. That's our producer, Colin Dwyer, also our resident poetry guru for the month of April. Colin, remind us of the instructions so people out there listening can keep writing in.
Yes, it can be any format. Tweet them out with the hashtag NPR Poetry. You can also tweet at us @NPRATC.